A paraphrase on the Lord's Prayer. A paraphrase on the Lord's Prayer, in Scripture expressions. The Lord's Prayer being intended not only for a form of prayer itself, but a rule of direction, a plan or model in little, by which we may frame our prayers. And the expressions being remarkably concise, and yet vastly comprehensive, it will be of good use sometimes to lay it before us, and observing the method and order of it, to dilate upon the several passages and petitions of it, that when we use it only as a form, we may use it the more intelligently. Of which we shall only here give a specimen in the assistance we may have from some other scriptures. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. And as an evidence that thy kingdom comes, and in order to the sanctifying of thy name, Father in heaven, let thy holy will be done. We know, O Lord, that whatsoever thou pleasest, that thou dost in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places. Thy counsel shall stand, and thou wilt do all thy pleasure. Even so be it, Holy Father, not our will, but thine be done. As thou hast thought, so let it come to pass, and as thou hast purposed, let it stand. Do all according to the counsel of thine own will. Make even those to serve thy purposes, that have not known thee, and that mean not so, neither doth their heart think so. Father, let thy will be done concerning us and ours. Behold, here we are. It is the Lord, let him do to us as seemeth good unto him. The will of the Lord be done. O give us to submit to thy will in conformity to the example of the Lord Jesus, who said, Not as I will, but as thou wilt, and to say, The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil also? Father, let the scriptures be fulfilled. The scriptures of the prophets, which cannot be broken. Though heaven and earth pass away, let not one iota or tittle of thy word pass away. Do what is written in the scriptures of truth. And let it appear that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Lord, give grace to each of us to know, and do the will of our Father which is in heaven. This is the will of God, even our sanctification. Now the God of peace sanctify us wholly. O let us be filled with the knowledge of thy will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and make us perfect in every good work to do thy will. O let the time past of our life suffice us to have wrought the will of the flesh and to have walked according to the course of this world. And from henceforth grant that it may always be our meat and drink to do the will of our Father, and to finish his work. Not to do our own will, but his that sent us, that we may be of those that shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, and not those that shall be beaten with many stripes. Lord, give grace to others also to know and do thy will, to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and then give them to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And let us all serve our generations according to that will. And when we have done the will of God, let us inherit the promises. And let that part of the will of God be done. Lord, let the word which thou hast spoken concerning thy servants be established forever, and do as thou hast said. We rejoice that thy will is done in heaven, that the holy angels do thy commandments, and always hearken to the voice of thy word, that they always behold the face of our Father. And we lament it, that thy will is so little done on earth, so many of the children of man being led captive by Satan at his will. Oh, that this earth may be made more like to heaven, and saints more like to the holy angels, and that we who hope to be shortly as the angels of God in heaven, may now like them, not rest from praising him, may now like them, resist and withstand Satan, maybe as a flame of fire, and fly swiftly, and may go straight forward whithersoever the Spirit goes, may minister for the good of others, and thus may come into communion with the innumerable company of angels. Amen.